Mary Jane Richards knew she was born in Virginia, sometime between 1839 and 1841, she guessed, but not much else. She never knew her parents or how she got her last name, Richards. On May 17, 1846, John Van Loo had her baptized in St. John's Church, which created a stir among its white members. Mary had been born into slavery in the Van Loo home, but she remembered being taught early on by Elizabeth and her mother that she was not really a slave, but instead would be brought up as an intelligent and educated young girl. They also told her she was destined to become a missionary in Africa. She was light-skinned, suggesting to others that she was a mulatto, and her father was a member of the Van Loo family or extended family. A friend after the war recalled in a letter that Mary's mother was named Caroline, but no documents substantiate that. Mary said after the war that she felt, "I had the advantage of most of my race, both in blood and intelligence," indicating that Mary too believed her father was a Van Loo. She referred to Elizabeth as her foster sister. Mary demonstrated she was a bright child. It was clear Van Loo had a deep affection for her and felt responsible for her upbringing, affording her privileges and opportunities few white Southern women of the day would give a black child. Perhaps because Elizabeth suspected Mary was a blood relation in some way. Elizabeth sent her at age 7 or 8 to Sister Anna's home in Philadelphia to be educated. In December 1854, when she was 15 or younger, Mary set sail from New York aboard the 3-masted ship La Martine for Monrovia, Liberia. Elizabeth and her mother had arranged and paid for the trip through the American Colonization Society. Mary was to teach and be a missionary in Liberia as part of a colonization movement Van Loo and many whites, Lincoln included, considered as an alternative to emancipation and hostile coexistence of the races in the United States. Mary admired Liberians, who feared better than blacks in America, she believed. The country's rich soil grew vegetables almost immediately, she found. But soon she began writing Van Loo, who corresponded with her almost daily, about how miserable she had become in the country's harsh jungle and hot, humid weather. She begged Van Loo to bring her home, which Elizabeth finally did in the fall of 1859. "I do love that poor creature," Van Loo wrote Reverend Anthony Williams at the Colonization Society. She intended to try to do the best I can by her.